Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Biden's second bite at the apple. We're going to talk about the next attempt when it comes to student loan forgiveness and how that is being received immediately and how it's likely to play out as it moves forward. Okay, so quick recap. Biden attempted to address student debt early on. The Supreme Court shot the first proposal down, the big one. Once that happened, almost immediately, the Biden administration started work on two different tracks. One, the piecemeal stuff, the stuff that we've talked about every once in a while on the channel. You know, $7 billion of forgiveness here, $3 billion there. Pretty soon it adds up. And so far, it looks like around 4 million people and $144 billion have been either, you know, had their debt forgiven, and that's the amount that's been forgiven. The other track that he was working on was using a different law that would be tailored within the Supreme Court's ruling that struck down the first law to do a large student loan forgiveness program. So contrary to the right-wing talking heads that have come out already about this, saying that Biden is defying the Supreme Court, no, they're taking the ruling from the Supreme Court and tailoring the new rules under a different law to fall within the Supreme Court's ruling. That's not defying the Supreme Court. That's literally how it's supposed to work. It does make it very clear that the one class that a lot of these pundits do not have debt for is basic civics. Okay, so we don't have the details of the new proposal. I think they're supposed to be announced next week, but the new rules reportedly will address a number of categories. One, people experiencing financial hardship. I know people are going to ask, no clue on how that gets defined. That information really isn't out there yet. There's theories and hints, but nothing worth reporting on, nothing solid enough to report on yet. Those eligible for other programs that didn't apply for them, those that didn't apply for the programs that already exist, they would be covered by this as well. Those people who had high-cost, low-income programs that they went through in school, they would be eligible. I'm not sure how the math on that would work out. Those people who sought certifications, degrees, in programs that have a high default rate, again, it's hard to know how that would be determined at this point in time. Those that have balances bigger than the original loan amount. I mean, that the fact that that is a large enough group of people to be its own category, it is kind of like a clear demonstration that there's something broken with the system, and that while addressing student debt can, you know, certainly alleviate the people currently experiencing the issues, it doesn't address the root causes. Hopefully, this, once it goes through, would raise awareness about that, and maybe we get some movement that actually leads to a real solution rather than the Band-Aids. And then the last category is those people who have been paying on their loans for 25 years or more, because that is another group of people. Okay, so the obvious questions that are going to come in. Is this going to work? Don't know. The whole point is they spent almost a year going through the Supreme Court ruling and tailoring this proposal to be within the confines of what the Supreme Court said. So, theoretically, yes. But this Supreme Court is, well, it's different. It may contradict itself in some way. The other thing to note is when this went on the first time, there was a bunch of commentary about how the Biden administration was doing it wrong and how that they should have used both laws to push through the first time. Understand, if that had happened, he wouldn't get the second bite of the apple. There was another group of commentary saying that he should have used the law they're using now. You might have been right. You might have been right. But that being said, the Supreme Court might have struck it down anyway, and then he would have had to use the law he used the first time to tailor the proposals within the Supreme Court ruling. My understanding is that this is going to be announced sometime relatively soon, next week, maybe the week after. The details will come out. I think this is using a process that will have to have public comment because it's using like a rulemaking process. And that would take 30 days, something like that. There is, by normal timelines, there's a chance that this becomes active before November. Yeah, there's also a chance that it doesn't. But my guess is the Biden administration wants this out before November because while 4 million people, 144 billion forgiven, while those are good numbers, they're not the campaign promise. This is about, what, a third? Around a third of what was promised during the campaign. My guess is that he wants it clear that this is something they're actively working on and would pursue in a second term. So, anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.